AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev is being formally sentenced to death today. First, he has to listen to victims and their loved ones. A woman who lost a leg in the attack said Tsarnaev can't possibly have a soul to do such a horrible thing. Patricia Campbell's daughter was killed. She told Tsarnaev what he did to her daughter was disgusting, and the jury did the right thing. The body of South Carolina State Senator Clemente Pinckney will lie under the dome at the State House in Columbia. He was the pastor of Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, one of nine people shot and killed at the church last week. Reverend Norval Goff is the interim leader of the church. His message is one of forgiveness.
In order for us to begin the healing process, we must forgive as we have been forgiven. That does not mean that the process of justice does not continue.
President Obama will be at Reverend Pinckney's funeral Friday. Alabama's governor has ordered Confederate flags be taken down from the grounds of the state capitol. The accused gunman in South Carolina had a Confederate flag on his license plate. The Obama administration is changing a longtime policy about families paying ransom to free loved ones. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
Families of Americans held hostage overseas have long been warned they face prosecution if they pay ransom to terror groups. That's now changing in the face of criticism from some hostage families whose loved ones were killed. Speaker John Boehner has some doubts.
By lifting that long-held principle, you could be endangering more Americans here and overseas.
Paying ransom will still be a crime, though the warnings will now be dropped, and the government still won't pay ransom. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Some updated numbers on the economy for the first 3 months of the year. It turns out the slump was not as bad. The weakness in the economy, only temporary. This is AP Radio News. And stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 59 points. For the second year in a row, the minimum wage is going up for workers at IKEA. The furniture chain will raise the average minimum hourly wage to $11.87 starting next year. That's $4.62 higher than the current federal minimum wage. There was a big mix-up at the Danbury Cinema in Middletown, Ohio, between Dayton and Cincinnati. The scheduled movie was the Disney Pixar film Inside Out.
What the heck is that?
Who puts broccoli on pizza?
That's it. I'm done.
The local newspaper reports a projectionist actually played Insidious Chapter 3.
If you call out to one of the dead, all of them can hear you.
A mother wrote about the incident on the newspaper's Facebook page, saying her kids were scared and she and the other adults scooped up the kids and left. The theater manager says the parents got an apology and an upgrade pass to see the movie in 3D. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.